Now, the one thing that's stopping me from just going there and seeing how I feel is I feel like the weight loss has really changed how my face looks. And I'm really preoccupied with that. Like, I feel like it's aged me in my face. I feel like I've lost a lot of my looks in my face. So I'm really struggling with like towing that line.
Well, one, you're going to have to just fall in love with this version of your face. Otherwise, I promise you, if you, rather than sitting there going, well, you know, I've lost weight and, you know, now my face looks bad. You're going to have to like, now I've lost weight. Time to fall in love with this face. What's right about it?
Okay.
You're good. I mean, the other option is to be this size and every time you look at yourself in the mirror to not like it.
Yeah.
It's kind of a crappy road to go, right?
For sure.
Yeah. But I mean, this is like one of the things. There's an adjustment to your body when you lose weight. A lot of people don't tell us, you know, we just always think we're going to lose our weight and we're going to be happy and we're going to be thrilled and stuff. It's always got its traits. I know exactly how you feel.
Yeah.
You know, like I toy with the idea of losing a little more weight every now and then. And then I know what this loose skin does every single time. And I have to decide, what do I want more? Do I want less weight with more loose skin? Or do I want this skin with more weight? And it's just a decision at that point. I always tell myself, neither one is better. Because on both sides, no matter what, guess what I have to do?
Sacrifice.
Learn to talk to myself. Do what?
Sacrifice.
No! On both, no. See, and that's the problem, is your brain goes to, well, so we just can't have what we want. On both sides, I have to level up the relationship with with myself. Because if I lose some weight, as thrilled as I'll be about being a little bit smaller and wearing, you know, a size less and stuff, I have to do the work on my skin. I have to do the work on loving my body, no matter what it looks like. On this side, if I want to keep the skin plumper, then I have to do the work on loving being in this size and loving being this weight. Rather than thinking about it as I have to sacrifice no matter what, think about each one has an opportunity to level up my relationship with myself.
Okay.
You're so, like, just even in that answer shows that in your mind, this face is bad. I couldn't love it. So I just have to get used to not liking it. That's the wrong answer. That's not the answer that challenges and grows you. The answer that grows you is learning how to appreciate yourself beyond measure.
Okay. So I should work on like doing self-love again and that kind of thing.
Yeah, you sound so excited. So you mean I'm going to have to love myself? Let me ask you that.
Okay.
Notice how flat you are about loving yourself rather than thinking about, I'm going to be giving up feeling terrible about myself. I'm going to be giving up judgment. I'm going to be the kind of person who looks at her face and loves it because she knows the incredible amount of work she did to lose 50 pounds and that she's doing something that most women never can do.
That's true.
Yeah. And when you just focus on, well, it's just a sacrifice. It's just a shitty face. I'm going to have to get used to this old face, blah, blah, blah. You miss out on appreciating everything that you've done that defies the odds. The version of you that showed up day after day after day, who changed her life and stuff, who just happens to have this face now and this face, it's pretty fucking awesome. It's the one that lost 50 pounds. what up, bitch? I mean, you have to think about it beyond. It doesn't mean, like, I will promise you, it doesn't mean I wake up every day and be like, oh my God, your skin, this is the best thing ever. I'm the hardest working bitch in the world. Like, but when I catch myself wanting to reduce myself to loose skin or my face or a wrinkle or something along those lines, I immediately use it as my trigger to be like, you're so amazing. Don't miss out on it. This is your moment right now to think about that. I have been doing that, and it is the best drug that ever was.
Okay. I will try it.
No, you're going to have to do it, or you're going to regain your weight. I promise you. I promise you that's the side effect. That's the consequence of refusing to figure your shit out with your body. Because after a while, it won't be worth staying at this weight anymore if you're not happy. And you're learning that the happiness didn't come from losing 50 pounds.
Yeah.
The happiness comes from the self-regard you have for you. And eventually, 50 pounds will not be novel. It won't be amazing unless you make it amazing. Food will become a winner. You will, like, if you don't raise your capacity to love yourself, then you will figure out a way to get back to feeling flat all the time. And most of us do that by regaining our weight. We give ourselves, like, you'll get tired of not liking your face, so you'll go back to not liking your body. So don't do that to yourself, okay?
Yeah, I mean, that really resonates with me because I feel like that has been my identity for 25 years. Like, well, I have a really pretty face. Too bad about the rest of me. So yeah, now I feel like I've given that up.
No. There's only one person in the world that has to love your face.
Mm-hmm.
That's you.
Okay.
You need to do this. You've worked way too hard.
Yeah.
To not love every bit of you.
All right. I will do it.
Thank you. Much better this time.